This is the weekend edition of the Texas Tribune Brief Podcast. During this episode, we will explore issues that matter most to Texans like you. This edition of the Texas Tribune Audio Brief was brought to you by Texas Farm Bureau. Texas Farm Bureau represents the voice of Texas agriculture at local, state, and national levels. Learn more at texasfarmbureau.org. And the Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute, the state's most trusted source for mental health policy and program guidance, is working to improve mental health care for all Texans. Learn more at mmhpi.org. Back in May, Governor Greg Abbott said Texas will opt out of extra federal assistance for unemployed Texans as a result of the pandemic. Abbott withdrew from the program that allowed Texans to receive a weekly unemployment supplement from the Federal Pandemic Unemployment Compensation Program. Jobless Texans will lose access to all additional federal unemployment aid, including a $300 per week supplemental benefit that was extended as a result of the pandemic. Abbott's office said the decision was made to focus on connecting unemployed Texans with jobs instead of paying them unemployment benefits. The governor said the number of job openings in Texas is almost identical to the number of Texans who are receiving unemployment benefits. Kayla Richardson is an unemployed home health care worker who lives in Paducah, Texas, a town of around 1,000 people, about 125 miles northeast of Lubbock. She feels access to the jobs touted by the governor aren't as easy to come by in smaller communities.
How has kind of everything, you know, the COVID, the storm, unemployment, how has all of that hurt the town?
It's just awful. I mean, it's just, well, first, the fear was, it was palpable. You know, you could feel it. People were scared at first, you know, not wanting to go out and do things. And then it became kind of the opposite, where we won't be affected because we're small. So we're going to go about our daily lives. And then we had a death. And not only that, we had about four in a row. And that really woke people up that we were just as eligible for this as everybody else.
Tell me what you were doing for work and what happened.
I was a home health aide part-time, and I worked for a lady, and she passed away the previous November. So I went unemployed for months, and then COVID started. That's when I told the company, you know, what's going on? You haven't sent me any work, and I can't find work, and they let me go.
Were you able to collect unemployment?
I was a part-time worker, gig worker. So in March, I was able to finally apply and receive help. And of course, when you do that, you know, the TWC requires you to do so many, you know, job searches a week. And I've applied. You have no idea. I've applied and applied and applied. And it's been since, I mean, we're talking March of 2020. I'm still unemployed because there's nowhere to work here. I mean, in the few places there are, you know, it's like a cashier here or there. But if you don't qualify, you don't qualify. Doesn't matter how many times they post those jobs at AllSips or at the Family Dollar. You know, those are really the two major employers. And of course, we have a school, but school's out. So there was no jobs there either. And it just became real frustrating because I never could get heard. No one has a clue what goes on in towns of populations 1,000 and less.
So how did you feel when you heard Governor Abbott was opting out of federal unemployment aid?
At first I was just, I try not to get upset. At first I was just terrified because, you know, you make a plan. You're going to have help to September 4th, and you take a deep breath and you think, I can make a plan. I can figure something out. To me, I was just terrified. But then I just became livid. Governor Abbott says that he did this because all these businesses wrote a letter to him that they had jobs and didn't have anyone to work. And I thought, I wonder if I got people like me all over the state to write a letter, how many of those letters would he get? You know, how big of a difference that would make. And, you know, I've got to believe that there are more people out there in this state like me. And what are we going to do? I mean, how are we going to pay our bills? And the only reason I feel hopeless at this point is because I've been on unemployment since March of 2020, and I am not any closer to having a job than I was then.
The governor said that, you know, we have tons of jobs, and anybody who wants one can have one. But it's not really a one size fits all across the state, right?
It's not. And how many small towns in Texas are like us? It just makes me laugh because you know how close I am to those metropolis areas? I'm 4 hours from Dallas. I'm 8 hours from San Antonio and in Austin. This state is huge. So it's not even a prospect that I might could move there. I mean, it's so expensive to live there. What do I do? And those jobs that they're talking about are all in these huge cities that honestly are not anywhere even close to me. No way I could pick up and move with no money. How do you do that? You know, I mean, it's heartbreaking because to me, it was like the government says here, and that's federal government saying, here you go, people, we care enough to give you this help. And then our state, you know, a state government saying, we're just going to reject the help for reasons that are going to help our state's economy. And it just makes me shake my head.
What are you going to do now? I mean, what are your options going forward?
Keep looking and just pray that it gets better. I mean, that I find something and that, I mean, I don't know. It's scary when I think about it that way. Because honestly, a 9-to-5 job doesn't look like it's ever going to happen. So I may end up trying to mow yards or clean houses or, you know what I mean? Just something like that, just to make it, just to be able to live. I have to believe that something is going to come along, but I've been believing that for over a year, and it hasn't. So
if you had our governor's ear, if you caught him in an elevator for 30 seconds, you know, what would you say?
That's a tough one. And I've actually thought about that. Just, do you really care about the people in your state? You know, I know you care about businesses, but do you care about the people that, you know, aren't near those businesses, who may end up homeless, who have kids? And, you know, how are we going to make it? What would you tell? I mean, I would basically ask him, what would you tell me?
Congress had extended the unemployment programs through September, but Governor Abbott says they will end for Texans on June 26th. Thank you for listening to the weekend edition of the Texas Tribune Brief Podcast. Join me on the Brief weekdays to get the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.